He got Skurvo for breakfast, and you may have seen her in her car with her entourage. Senator Anne Urquhart, Senator for Tasmania, is on the West Coast at the moment, and she's just popped in to say hello and tell us what she's doing down here at the moment. So it's a pleasure to be able to speak to you this morning, Senator Anne. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having me. And it's another lovely trip down the West Coast. I do apologise for my voice out there at the moment. It's a bit ratty, but I'm sure I'll get through.
Oh, it's amazing how a voice, once it deepens like that, how it's suited to radio.
So oh, that's fantastic. Okay. I could burst into song at any time.
Very good. So what's the point? Why are you visiting us this time around?
I'm a pretty regular visitor down the West Coast. And I've been down on a couple of day trips just recently, but I thought, you know, I need to spend a little bit more time around the different areas. So part of my Judy Sennett area is the West Coast, and I do love the West Coast anyway. Yes. So I don't need too many encouragements to come down here.
A lot of people say that too, which is great. Yeah. A lot of the ministers come down here and so on,
absolutely,
and members, they love it. So it's great to hear that.
It is. It's lovely. And I have a bit of a connection from my childhood to the West Coast. I used to visit as a child to one of my uncles. But look, yesterday we had a lovely day. We came through to Zeehan and then went down to Straw and had a lovely morning tea at the Zeehan Community House and met lots of people there.
Yep.
And it's about accessibility. So, you know, I always want to try and make myself accessible to people. So being available at places like community houses is really important.
I read you were at the neighbourhood centre in Zeehan, was that right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, morning tea.
Yes, that's right. So we had a morning tea there and then went over to Straughan to do a number of meetings over there. And then came over to Queenstown yesterday and I attended Frocktails, which was held at the library. What a fantastic event that was.
Yes.
It was really great.
Oh, good to hear. I'm glad that went off really well.
And then we had lots of meetings and I've got some staff who met with people and, you know, anyone that had constituent inquiries or whatever. So, and we've got a couple more meetings this morning and then heading back over to Rosebery this afternoon to the neighbourhood house in Rosebery to catch up with some people there.
Oh, that's great. From your discussion so far, what do you think is most needed on the West Coast at the moment?
Yeah, look, I think there's obviously a lack of services. And that's been an issue for a very, very long time. And, you know, I think people just often want to have a talk about, you know, easy ways to deal with other issues. And, you know, so we had a really good meeting with a woman yesterday about, you know, potential opportunities for, you know, maybe the Department of Social Security and Medicare people to actually put themselves in a position of, you know, a room somewhere or a facility whereby people can go and talk to them about getting rebates and a whole range of questions that people up the coast have much more accessibility because they can walk into a Medicare office or walk into a Centrelink office. So those sorts of things are really important. So we're going to try and work with the department and see what we can do to deliver something down here for people.
Yeah, certainly health is the biggest issue, I think. We have a lot of locums down here. We don't have a lot of full-time GPs as far as I'm concerned. And that can be frustrating. I mean, at the end of the day, I think the North West Coast isn't that far away and they consider the West Coast to be part of the North West Coast now.
Yep.
But ideally, it would be nice, wouldn't it, to have more GPs down here?
Absolutely. Look, I think the West Coast is very unique and I know a lot of people consider it part of the Northwest. And,
yes.
And to some extent it is, but it also is very unique in terms of accessibility, the demographic of people that live here on the West Coast.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of people don't have set incomes. They don't have a lot of spare cash to, you know, maybe get that $40 bus ticket or whatever up to the Northwest. But, you know, there's also, even up there in areas like that, there are shortages of GPs and things. And I know that my government is working towards trying to deal with a number of those things and overcome them.
Excellent. No, that's really good. All right. So, by the way, we're probably copying better weather, I think, than other parts of the state
absolutely.
At the moment.
Absolutely. Like yesterday was perfect. The day before, you know, you couldn't have wished for a better day.
Yeah.
And even today, it's not relatively cold. It's very mild.
Which is good. So, absolutely. But again, apologies for the weather not being so good today, but it sounds like it's similar right around the
state. Hey, this is a rainforest area. You don't have to apologise for the weather.
No worries at all. So just tell us a little bit about the recent legislations that
you've put forward. So look, we've been working really hard. We've had, since we were elected into government, we've had a lot of legislation that we've passed through the Senate, and obviously we get it in the Senate after it's been through the House of Reps. So some of the things we've passed are the Aged Care and Other Legislation Amendment Royal Commission Bill. This is a bill that basically will add to improvements in the aged care in line with the recommendations of the Royal Commission, which is really, really important for our aged people. We've also put in, and we're debating in the Senate at the moment, the Fair Work Amendment Paid Family and Domestic Violence Leave Bill, a very important bill for, you know, people who are subject to family and domestic violence to be able to have paid leave to go and seek services and those sorts of things without, you know, losing income. So that's really important.
Excellent.
We've introduced a couple of bills to assist veterans, and also importantly at the last sitting of the Parliament, the Independent Commission Against Corruption Bill, the ICAC bill, was introduced.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to that coming to the Senate as well. So we've really had a full bottle. We've been very, very busy, and I really love being busy, so it suits me fine.
As long as you're good busy.
I'm always good busy.
Yes, excellent. Good to hear. Okay, so my question is basically now, I've seen some changes in the 2 years that I've been here. For example, the main street of Orr Street, because of COVID, a lot of the shops had closed, and there are a lot of empty shop spaces. I think now it's started to pick up a little bit more. What sort of positive changes have you seen since COVID?
Look, yesterday when we came down and the sun was shining, I could not believe the number of people in Queenstown.
Yeah.
In the main street of Queenstown. It was absolutely incredible. And I think, you know, there are lots of shops open. There's lots of activity. There feels like there's a real vibe around the town. And I think COVID sort of really made it difficult for a lot of people.
It has down here, yes.
Absolutely, for tourism, because, I mean, this region, you know, relies so heavily on tourism. But COVID has just, getting through those COVID times and coming back out the other side, I think there's a renewed confidence in you know, business, and people in general feel much more comfortable about going out and doing things. But, yeah, there is a real vibe around Queenstown. I mean, it's school holidays, obviously, but at the park over the road here yesterday.
Oh, that's been huge in the school holidays.
There was a lineup to get on. Yeah. I wanted to have a swing and I couldn't get on the swing. So, you know, it was amazing to see so many people. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we've got the Bruce Woodley Memorial Fishing Competition starting tomorrow over at Tulla.
Yep.
And one of the things they're going to do as far as kids' activities are concerned is doing that laser tag. So maybe you'd like to take a turn at that, because I know a lot of adults love it.
maybe I could have a go, but you never know. I've got a lot of work to do, but that sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, look, it's good to see you. Thank you for coming down here today and this week, of course. I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay.
I certainly will. And just for people out there, I know the weather's going to cut up a bit rough. Just please stay safe if you're on the road.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one other thing, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
So there are some posters up. JJ's have got a poster in the front. In their front window. My office is always available to take calls, obviously, but I do have some staff who will be on the ground in the street today, in between my meetings as well. So please just come up and say hello. You'll see them. They'll have a badge on, and they're pretty visible. So
excellent. Yeah. As I say, good to see you.
Thank you.
It's Senator Anne Urquhart, Senator for Tasmania, and the Chief Government Whip. No, I know you wanted me to do a whip noise, so I'll try and do that now. It's not very good, but anyway. Good to see you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks very much.